Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor, dave@aureliamatters.com. This letter, from Dennis Rizzo, decries a lack of leadership from the province in fighting the pandemic. Here we are entering another lockdown. It will be stressful, and it will make us point fingers in all directions with the only result being more anger and angst. The thing is, this crisis, one of vaccines, isolation, surgical delays, closed shops, shuttered bars, and social loneliness, has thrown a veil over the issues we have had for decades. The failures during this pandemic can be traced back to decisions made over the past several decades by several administrations, and they would prefer you not recall those failures. Have we forgotten the culling of nursing positions during the Harris regime and the slow, relentless drain off in healthcare funding by both Harris and Wynne? Have we forgotten the sell-off of public assets that weakened our ability to generate revenue somewhat independent of federal monies? How about the deregulation of long-term care and the reduction in inspections or penalties? Perhaps we have lost sight of the slow erosion of democracy and pillaging of our environment that has been taking place for decades as we sit comfortably in our cottages and dens. Maybe we don't remember how several governments have wasted resources currying favor with their colleagues and donors, in real estate, manufacturing, gas plants, post-secondary. Our schools are again closed. This time for 2 weeks. Our leaders cite the health experts. Yet, one must wonder whether our so-called leaders will make any effort to meet other criteria set by those same health officials to avoid another shutdown. Smaller classes. More ventilation. Testing and vaccinations. We've had 2 years to figure this out. We've had 2 years to improve school settings. We've had 2 years to plan. Firefighters know, for example, how to control flare-ups. They plan for it and take proactive measures. If they don't expect it and prepare for it, they, and we, lose. Apparently, we need to send our dithering leaders to that fire school. Failure to face reality all along this road has led to the current shutdown. The Ford government entered Queen's Park roaring like a lion in heat. They will be leaving Queen's Park like a rat jumping ship. Problem is, they will be leaving all of us with the sinking mess they've created in serving their masters, and those don't include you. Dennis Rizzo, Aurelia.